and this was my last chance to unmask the spy. But what is she taking out of her pocket? A radio? And tuned to what frequency? 1690 AM? That's CGLO in Montreal, Quebec, my favorite radio station. And then I knew. She was on to me.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboujoud. On Friday, January 26, the International Court of Justice delivered its first ruling on South Africa's genocide case against Israel. The court ordered Israel to implement 6 out of the 9 emergency measures requested by South Africa in relation to its relentless attacks on Palestinians in Gaza. Those measures are designed to prevent the killing and harming of Palestinians, the deliberate creation of living conditions that would lead to their annihilation, operations destined to halt births within the population, as well as ensuring their access to humanitarian aid. No calls for a ceasefire were made, and the judges did not address the underlying issue whether Israel is committing a genocide or not, despite the court's president having concluded in its ruling that South Africa's claims against Israel were plausible. Orders from South Africa that haven't been issued nor addressed by the court entail suspending and de-escalating military operations in and against Gaza, punishing those who participated in the genocide, as well as refraining from committing acts that would complicate and extend the duration of the case. As members of the United Nations, South Africa and Israel are both compelled to abide by the court's ruling and cannot appeal a decision. That being said, the ICJ does not have the means to enforce its orders on Israel. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that the case is not only false, but outrageous, and swore to continue the attacks on Gaza. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau refused to clarify Canada's stance on South Africa's genocide case against Israel. Israel is required to submit a report that shows that they have taken all the emergency measures they have been ordered to take by February 26. This Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council is set to meet to discuss the ICJ's ruling. As of today, the Ministry of Health in Gaza reported more than 26,000 Palestinians killed, 70% of them being women and children. It is currently Muslim Awareness Week in Quebec, and there are a number of events designed to combat Islamophobia across Montreal. Katie Brady has more.
The 6th annual Muslim Awareness Week launched this Thursday at City Hall in Montreal. Commemorating the 6 lives lost and 19 injured, Muslim Awareness Week is a week of solidarity and exchange with a wide variety of activities. Salam Al-Musawi is one of the co-founders. He told CJLO a bit about how the commemorative events promote inclusivity and build community.
Shed some light on Muslims, their contributions, challenges, and concerns in Quebec, and also to offer a space within from these diverse and rich activities, offer some space for dialogue between Muslim Quebecers and their brothers and sisters in humanity. A dialogue with mutual respect, of course.
Al-Musawi says the volunteers behind Muslim Awareness Week are ambitious in their vision for the future of the week-long event. They hope to expand beyond major cities and have events to mark the mosque attack and promote dialogue in more rural areas. Al-Musawi notes that Islamophobia is still on the rise since the 2017 mosque attack. He says these commemorations can bring a sense of belonging and security to many in the Muslim community.
The governments, the different levels of governments on top of the ordinary citizens getting involved in such initiatives, they feel they belong to these areas. They feel a little bit out of the exclusivity that's being portrayed.
You can view the complete calendar of events ahead of the vigils at McGill and Park Metro on the 29th on the web at ssm-maw.com. For the full interview with Salam Al-Musawi, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify or head to frequencynews.ca and search for Muslim Awareness Week. In Montreal for CJLO. It's from the middle of the night.
Good afternoon, listeners of CJLO 1690 AM. You are tuned into Time Stretch. This is me, your host Jack, reporting for another beautiful Monday afternoon. As always, we have a bumper show coming up. Playing right now is Over It by Junior Boys, synth pop duo from Hamilton, Ontario. Been really into their stuff recently. I recommend checking it out. I've been playing a Carl Craig remix of one of their tunes a couple times on the show, so I thought I'd branch out a little bit. Anyway, yeah, plenty coming. Lots of UK flavor today. Yeah, stay tuned. Lots in store. Enjoy.
Close touch tips with our motions, attract the meeting of our lips. Pursued as the rhythm magnetize our hips. Techno to tectonic plates with no gin. When you touch me, I melt my body. Instinct takes place. Instinct. When you touch me, I melt my body. Instinct.
Right now, sounds of Tears are playing for you. It's Tectonic, the Fawzia remix. I've been listening to this track all week. Absolute banger. I think it's, you know, a really nice combo of UK R&B and some of the newer, grimier sounds getting comboed really nicely. So yeah, I'll let it play out. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Close touch tips with our motions, attract the meeting of our lips. Pursued as the rhythm magnetize our hips. Techno to tectonic plates with no gin. When you touch me, I melt my body. Instinct takes place. Instinct. When you touch me, I melt my body. Instinct takes place. Instinct. When you touch me, I'm up my body. Instinct takes place. Instinct. When you touch me, I'm up my body. Instinct takes place. Instinct takes place.
Coming to you now, sounds of DJ Silky. This track is called Strawberries, released in 2005, kind of middle ground in between garage and grime. Really nice tune. Yeah. You're at CJLO 1690 AM. This is Time Stretch. We'll be back off the ad break. I'll let this track play out.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it. Da, 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 da. Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Oh! Run, run! Oh, God! Run!
sounds of Dan Only, Toronto-based producer. Really nice stuff. In a duo with Ciel, another Toronto artist I play quite a lot on the show. He's in a duo called Cloud Steppers with her, so yeah, be sure to check that out. Really nice, kind of floaty, faster electronic track. So yeah, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Next we have X5 by DJ Pleed and Stylo G Edit, a really, really nice track. So yeah, mixing that in now.
legs. Push seat up, feet up, work it again. Beat up, beat up. On the left side, the best ride. She give me the best vibe in the X5. Push seat up, feet up, work it again. Beat up.
By DJ Plead. As I said before, yeah, an edit of Stylo G X5. Really, really, really nice track. Coming up next, we have an edit of Moments in Time by Art of Noise, a classic sort of 80s Ibiza-y sounding track. This is an edit by She Spells Doom, a South African producer. Really, really nice flip. Yeah, I guess I'm playing a lot of flips today, but yeah, really, really, really nice stuff. So yeah, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. That was Moments in Love by She Spells Doom. Coming up next, Attend One by DJ Gregory. Continuing on that sort of UK funky vibe we've been on the past couple weeks. DJ Gregory, French artist, bit confusing considering everyone loves him in UK funky. But yeah, he's really cool. Check his stuff out. You're listening to CJLO 1690. This is Time Stretch. End One by DJ Gregory. Coming up now, we have Orlando by Ciel. Ciel, a bit of a show favorite, both for the CanCon points and just because she's a really great producer and DJ. Hailing from Toronto, she is the other half of Cloud Steppers with Dan Oni that I was talking about earlier. So yeah, coming up next, some Ciel. Enjoy. Up now, we have Novelist with Hoax, a serious tune. That was Novelist, Hoax. Novelist, one of my favorite grime MCs. He has this, rough sound movement around the kind of 2014, 2015 kind of time. Really changed up the sound of grime. A lot faster, a lot grittier. Feels, has that kind of dubstepy influence too. Yeah, really, really nice stuff. I suggest you check him out. Coming up next, we have Fika Vontade by Vore, who is kind of experimental baile funk artist out of Brazil. Really, really, really good stuff. And then Ad Break, and then plenty more tunes for you guys. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Time Stretch. I'm your host, Jack. Stay locked in.
Fica à vontade. Fica à vontade. Fica à vontade. Fica à vontade. fica, fica à vontade.
Hansi, Ani, bonjour, hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
This just in. REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good, you'll exterminate.
For you right now, sounds of Text Chunk, Junglism in Space, really wicked tune. Text Chunk, can't find out too much about him other than he's from Canada, so that's good for me. But yeah, stay locked in, really nice stuff. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. From Edmonton, apparently. So that's good to know. Whoops, something just happened. I guess we're moving on to the next track. My bad, one sec. This one's Mara, Just Give Me Time. Yeah, sorry about that. Well, you know what? This gives me time to play a tuition hike PSA at the end of the show. So you know what? That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That was Mara's Just Give Me Time. Rounding out the show today, we have a track by Ekis, who's one third of OSSX. Track is called Olive plus OSSX, but a really nice kind of ravey remix, beautiful vocals. So yeah, it's been a pleasure to host Time Stretch for you today on this Monday afternoon in Montreal. I'll be seeing you next week. I'm going to try and bargain to see if I can get my Cancon levels down to bring you some bits of electronic music history, but to be continued. Either way, it's been a pleasure. Have a great one. This was Jack. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Time Stretch, it's been a pleasure. Last track was an edit of Olive, You're Not Alone by OSSX, just a reminder. Hope you all have a great week. I'll be leaving you with a Tuition Hike PSA, and yeah, see you next time.
Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations. department closures and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with a deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base, because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the red square.